Chapter 7, The Value of Compassion.
I truly believe that compassion provides the basis for human survival, the real value of human life, and that without that, there is a basic piece missing. And a compassionate attitude is something that we can always carry with us.
The development of compassion plays a far greater role in the Dalai Lama's life than simply as a means to cultivating a feeling of warmth and affection, a means of improving our relationships with others. It is an integral part of his spiritual path, a critical element in achieving the full realization of our spiritual potential. He further explained his views on the topic.
Compassion can be roughly defined in terms of a state of mind which is nonviolent, non-harming, and non-aggressive. It is a mental attitude based on the wish for others to be free of their suffering and is associated with a sense of commitment, responsibility, and respect towards the other. In the Tibetan word sewa, there is also a sense of state of mind that can wish for good things for oneself. In developing compassion, perhaps one could begin with the wish that oneself be free of suffering, and then taking that natural feeling and cultivating it, enhancing it, and then extending it out to include and embrace others. Now, when people speak of compassion, there is often a danger of confusing compassion with attachment. So when we discuss compassion, we must make a distinction between two types. One kind is tinged with attachment, the feeling of controlling someone or loving them so that they'll love you back. This ordinary type of compassion is quite partial and biased because it is based on perceiving the other person as a friend or someone who is close to you. But this kind of love or compassion is unstable. If there is a change, a disagreement perhaps, or your friend does something to make you angry, then all of a sudden, your mental projection changes. The concept, my friend, is no longer there. And your feeling changes, and you may even have a feeling of hatred. So that kind of love based on attachment can be closely linked with hatred. But there is a second type of compassion that is free from such attachment. That is genuine compassion. That kind is based on the rationale that every human being has an innate desire to be happy and overcome suffering just like myself. And just like myself, they have the natural right to fulfill this fundamental aspiration. On the basis of the recognition of this equality and commonality, you can feel compassion regardless of whether you view him or her as a friend or an enemy. It is based on the other's fundamental rights rather than your own mental projection. Making the distinction between these two kinds of compassion and cultivating genuine compassion can be quite important in our day-to-day life. For instance, in marriage, there is generally a component of emotional attachment. But if there is a component of genuine compassion as well, based on mutual respect, the marriage tends to last a long time. In the case of emotional attachment without compassion, the marriage is more unstable and tends to end more quickly.
It seemed to me that it might be quite difficult to develop that kind of universal compassion, that kind of generic compassion divorced from personal feeling. And since love and compassion is a subjective feeling, and a person would experience the same feeling or emotional tone in either type, why was it so important to distinguish between the two?
I think there is a different quality between the feeling of genuine love and compassion and love based on attachment. It's not the same feeling. The feeling of genuine compassion is much stronger, much wider. It has a very profound quality. For example, if you see an animal intensely suffering, like a fish writhing with a hook in its mouth, you might spontaneously experience a feeling of not being able to bear their pain. That feeling isn't based on a special connection with that particular animal, but simply on the fact that this being also has feeling, can experience pain and has a right not to experience such pain. That kind of compassion is much more sound and more durable in the long run. I think that in one sense, one could define compassion as the feeling of unbearableness at the sight of other people's suffering. And in order to generate that feeling, one must first have an appreciation of the seriousness or intensity of another's suffering. So the more fully one understands suffering and the various kinds of suffering we are subject to, the deeper will be one's level of compassion.
I noted that by definition, compassion involves opening oneself to another's suffering, sharing another's suffering. But I asked the Dalai Lama, why would we want to take on another's suffering when we don't even want our own and go to great lengths to avoid it? His response was unhesitating.
I feel that there is a significant difference between your own suffering and the suffering you might experience in a compassionate state in which you take upon yourself and share other people's suffering. A qualitative difference. When you think about your own suffering, there is a feeling of being totally overwhelmed, a sense of being burdened, of being pressed under something, a feeling of helplessness. There's a dullness, almost as if your faculties have become numb. But in the case of compassion, the feeling is much different. You may still initially experience a certain degree of discomfort, but underlying the uncomfortable feeling is a very high level of alertness and determination because you are voluntarily and deliberately accepting another's suffering for a higher purpose. There is a feeling of connectiveness and commitment, a feeling of freshness rather than dullness. So mental attitude makes a tremendous difference.
In recent years, there have been many studies that support the idea that developing compassion and altruism has a positive impact on many aspects of our physical health. Compassionate behavior also contributes to emotional health, as studies have shown that reaching out to help others can induce a feeling of happiness, a calmer mind, and reduce depression. While the scientific evidence backs up the Dalai Lama's position on the very real and practical values of compassion, we needn't rely solely on scientific studies and research. We can easily discover the links between caring, compassion, and personal happiness in our own lives and those around us.